Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
We're all getting it. We're all getting it. He goes, I'm not going to predict how much right now. We professionals, we wait until there's 48 hours to go.
You wait till the 11 o'clock.
So I won't predict.
You wait until after the storm.
I won't predict until Thursday. So today's Wednesday. So I didn't figure a prediction. Well, Chuck Bell ready to rock and roll.
Absolutely.
Chuck Bell, sadly, Melissa Mollet wasn't on camera today. They went to Jack Taylor instead. Melissa Mollet probably oiling down the sleds for her kids.
Yeah.
Getting ready for Saturday
waxing
and
those
Sunday.
Blades.
This is General George Washington, and you're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
All right, so we have a cold open. This is the open of the show. Just let me explain this before we go on. We have a problem with the stereo system here in the computer. We are only recording in mono. So what is the essence of why we can't have music, Nigel?
Well, by the time people hear this, it will have music.
You're going to lay the music in late.
Yes.
But for the people sitting in chatter right now that are wondering what happened
very
to the music.
Very confused.
Yes. Something the playback, it's only playing in one channel. So it's something I'll have to sort out. We just talked to our emergency engineer, Sean, but he wasn't able to sort through it.
Sean's
so
a hero, man.
Yes.
When you were banging on the keyboard, it didn't help?
No, that did not help.
Okay.
No.
So, all right. So
not even when you threw down your phone.
All of the people who are listening to this now, who listen regularly to the podcast, will have music and will hear this.
Yes.
But we have no music
but if
in front
sense
of us.
Our energy is down and it's not feeling right, that's why.
The good thing
right?
is that Nigel handles this with such aplomb.
Can I say, and I love you dearly, but you get so
angry.
I do.
You get so angry.
I would not let you be the pilot of my plane.
It's worrisome.
Well, because you get so angry.
I half expect him to just go palms up and say bye-bye and just leave.
I don't like when my equipment doesn't work. When I haven't done it. It's one of these bloody forced updates.
Right.
You know, and you're like, I didn't want this update, and now it screws everything up.
I understand. I'm just suggesting.
He's filled with rage.
Suggesting that there's like a Brian Kelly situation.
Yeah.
He looks like he's going to explode.
Just angry. Okay. So we're live at Chatter. We are at the corner of Wisconsin Avenue Northwest and Jennifer Street Northwest in Friendship Heights. Chris Saliza is here. Gary Braun is here. Nigel will do the board, run everything, and be angry. And Michael Kornheiser is here without the baby boy Bootsy for the first time in 3 days.
I am so tired. Yeah. To all of you full-time caregivers out there, you have my utmost respect. I am just in awe of you. But, man, to have that little guy not scurrying all over the dirty floor right now, breath of free air.
Oh, because everybody seemed to like the baby boy.
We like when Bootsy's
everybody
here.
Everybody enjoyed
it's
the
easy
baby
for
boy
me.
Bootsy.
Taking care of small children is exhausting.
So, Chatter is open. We have football this weekend. We're not here tomorrow. This is our last day this week. We'll be back Monday. We have football, we have basketball, and we have the discount. We have the government furlough discount. If you are a government worker, a federal government worker, and you come in here with your federal ID, not with something from Sam's Club, all right? With your federal ID, we'll give you 15% off most of our food. Not
most of it.
I think all the food, I don't know, salads and burgers.
Yeah, so it doesn't apply to like happy hour.
Yeah, it's not happy hour. It's not drinks. It's
not. You guys are rich. 15% is not that much. Can't you bump it up, say 5% every week this thing goes on?
Maybe.
Might be
starting next Monday, but it's 15% today.
Could be years.
I see a federal worker right out there with his ID.
You're going to get 15% off.
Well, it doesn't apply to breakfast, but come back for lunch. We'll hook you up.
Brian Copeland is here from Leesburg, Virginia, who says, please accept the official PAC T-shirt for the prize closet in exchange for naming PAC 1871 of Potomac Falls, Virginia, the official Cub Scout PAC of the Tony Kornheiser Show. Our Cub Scouts will eagerly help with small projects at any of Mr. Tony's three houses. I would end it with a needed Saliza, but in respect for our Cub master, Mike McIntosh, a fellow Little and Georgetown graduate, I will refrain. We have a T-shirt. We appreciate that. Got a bunch of lovely calendars from Jeff Boyd in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, beautiful stuff.
They are beautiful. They are featuring photographs that he has taken of animals and nature in the wild right near where he lives. All right? I've been making a limited number of calendars, usually about a dozen, for friends for years, because your show has been an essential part of my day and a source of pleasure for many years, I thought it appropriate to put you and the crew on the list for 2019. I generally create calendars using one of three themes: nature, wildlife, and a graphic I've designed. With only one or two exceptions, all of the photos have been taken within 75 feet of our front door. We live in a very unique environment, an 8-acre valley in the middle of the suburbs, 2 blocks from a very busy highway, and several shopping centers about 10 miles from downtown Pittsburgh. We have few visible neighbors, but as you can see, quite a collection of wildlife. They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous.
Unbelievable photos,
they are for the crew and for special friends. They're really beautiful. So many thanks to that. Let me open the show. You know what? I'm going to open the show with fear casting. With snow.
Yeah, why not?
It is one of those rare clear days in Washington, D.C. It is cold, though. Mm-hmm. It's under freezing.
Winter's here. I mean, it has that feel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yesterday, out of nowhere, at about 3 o'clock downtown, there was a snow squall that came through.
Yeah, very cool.
And you looked at it and you went, whoa, what is this? Now, none of it stuck because it was well above freezing then. But we are going to get snow here beginning at some point late Saturday afternoon and going through all the way Sunday, and the accumulation estimates, according to a giddy Chuck Bell this morning, are between 2 and 5 for the city of Washington.
Oh.
And now if the storm, there's all that competing stuff about lows and highs and snow lines.
Boom and bust scenarios.
Yeah, and who knows? But if the storm rises a little bit geographically, we're going to get more. We're going to get more. There's a possibility of 6 to 8 inches of snow.
I think there's a small possibility. It's more likely that you'll have under 2 inches.
Under 2? Why?
Yeah, well, because the snow that falls on Saturday is going to be falling onto ground temps that are at or above freezing. It's really not going to be until late into that Saturday evening when that snow is going to start sticking in earnest and accumulate. Sunday morning could be a bit of a mess, even if it is under 4 inches.
Let me just tell you what Melissa Malay said. When Chuck Bell this morning on Channel 4 at about 6 o'clock said, oh, you know, there could be problems in the Monday morning commute. All right, Melissa Molay, who just started talking about how she loves snow and wants a lot of snow so her kids can sled, she said, and I quote, I'd appreciate it if it didn't impact my commute.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. What does that sound like?
You tell us where you're going to go, and we'll have people sweep the snow away in front of you.
Who would demand that weather be cast just for a very small, narrow area?
And
that's ridiculous.
That brings me to this point. Who's going to shovel me out? I believe the kids across the street are in college now, Michael. I believe they're in college. Graham and Ellis.
Do you
want to
swap vehicles? Give me your four-wheel drive. I'll get the Braun kids out there. But I can't get them there in my lame Camry hybrid.
What have I got that's a four-wheel drive?
Oh, you don't have the Jeep anymore?
Yeah, but that hardly runs. Hardly runs.
The Capital Weather Gang, which is where Kip Scheman steals his scenarios from. They're present storm scenarios. Light to moderate snowstorm of 2 to 5 inches. There's a 45% chance. Some light snow, a dusting to 2 inches, is a 45% chance.
Oh.
And then rounding out the final 10%, if that math adds up, is 5 to 10 inches, a moderate to heavy snowstorm.
2 to 3 inches is not enormous impact. It isn't.
Gary, I know it was encyclopedic length, but did you take note of the Sheehan winter weather forecast as it relates to this period of time?
Didn't he nail this?
He nailed Christmas.
He had 4 to 8 inches... on the 15th, which would be, Monday? Yeah, so he was
off
by a day or two.
Pretty good.
Tuesday.
Although he was predicting a coastal storm, which this is not. And they said 2 to 3 inches sort of south of the rain snow line.
Interesting.
Let me get to the beginning of this show, which is going
to
be...
I'll shovel you out, Dad.
Thank you very much.
I'll bring the boy.
Bring the boy.
We'll bury him in
Put
the snow.
Put him to work.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Oh,
him and the dog. They'll have a good time romping around. We'll try to find them afterwards. More coaches in the NFL that we did not talk about yesterday, I don't think.
Correct.
We talk about Freddie Kitchens and the Browns?
That did not happen.
Freddie Kitchens started the season out as a running back coach. I mean,
it's good to be in with Baker Mayfield.
That's down the chain. Baker Mayfield loves Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield is the overall number one. Baker Mayfield's numbers, after they fired Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley, Baker Mayfield's numbers were dramatically better with Freddie Kitchens. So rather than give this job to Greg Williams, who is abrasive, but who I think deserved it, Greg Williams was 5-3 as the interim coach. That's the best record for a Browns coach in 12 years.
Wow.
In 12 years.
That's
and
amazing.
They've had a bunch. And they said to Greg Williams, there's the door. And they hired Freddie Kitchens, a guy who honestly, as of yesterday at noon, I'd never heard of him.
Does Baker Mayfield
He's
like
Freddie
Kitchens.
He's a quarterback whisperer, apparently.
Apparently, everybody loves Freddie Kitchens. There was a piece, I don't remember if I saw it on ESPN or one of the networks, but Freddie Kitchens apparently suffered, and this will give you guys both concern.
Oh,
you can
no.
Google it up when you get home. But he suffered from an aortic dissection, like a tear in his aorta.
Yeah.
And sort of came to work one day and wasn't feeling real well and was like, ah, I think I got like heartburn.
And he's a football player. He was a quarterback at
Alabama, right? Yeah. And they apparently ended up obviously in the hospital getting like emergency surgery. He came very close to having dire consequences there. But they interviewed a ton of the players, team, staff, and everyone appeared to just love this guy. This piece I saw a couple months ago. So now he's the coach.
He's going to be the head coach of the Browns, a guy that we had not heard of.
And that is, as we've talked about, a great job.
It is right now.
Probably.
Except for the owner. Except it's a bad owner.
Yeah.
It's a bad owner. Yep.
But
Bruce Arians is going to be the head coach at Tampa Bay. Bruce Arians is 66 years old. He said during the season the only team he would come back to coach, as if anybody cared, was the Cleveland Browns. Well, these are not the Browns, but somebody offered him a job. He is getting that job to fix. He's being hired as a mechanic to fix Jameis Winston. And they go back to when Jameis Winston was a middle schooler and went to Bruce Arians' football camps. That is, when you have to sit.
10.
Yeah, when you have to sit in front of a group of people and say, this is why it's happening, because he went to my kid's football camp. Yeah, come on. That's ridiculous.
Who did I see he hired as a DC? Was it
Todd Bowles?
Todd Bowles. Right. Yeah.
This is a very short-term deal. If Jameis Winston isn't good, they're both out the door in a year
right.
or two. Both out the door. Vic Fangio is the outlier. He's a defensive coach. He coordinated the Bears defense, statistically number one all year. He goes to work for John Elway, which no sane person would do, because John Elway fires people all the time, and John Elway meddles. And he is there to get that defense back on track. Because if you remember when Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl there, it wasn't because Peyton Manning could throw it. It's because Von Miller led a great defense.
Yep.
In that case, they don't need a quarterback whisperer because Case Keenum is not a young kid. He's going to be 31 next season. He's an average quarterback. And John Elway has brought in Brock Osweiler and Trevor Siemian,
Paxton Lynch.
John Elway, who's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, doesn't seem to know how to get a quarterback who's any good at all. This scenario is doomed.
And is employing now, putting Gary Kubiak back to work.
Who's got
this?
His boy. Who's his boy? Yeah.
And then finally, this morning, I read that Adam Gase, who's only 40 years old, after being fired at Miami, for going 6-10 last year and closing the season 4-9 this year, he gets fired. He gets the job at the Jets with Sam Darnold. Of all of the coaches, even considering Cliff Kingsbury, this one, I go, really? I mean, really? Adam Gase just failed in the same division you're in. What did you see that makes you want to hire him? You want to take a shot at that? What?
No. I mean, my guess would be Gase has a reputation of being all right with quarterbacks. Miami suffered from Ryan Tannehill's inability to stay healthy. He's looked good when he has played, so maybe they think there's something there. And given Gase's history working with quarterbacks, maybe they think he's a good match for Darnold. I don't know. That was a job that a lot of guys, with bigger names, wanted.
I don't think Darnold's that good. I don't. Darnold had too many interceptions in college.
I think it's hard to know. I mean, if I had to choose between Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold based on what we know now,
Baker Mayfield.
The thing that's fascinating to me, you mentioned this, I can't remember if it was PTI yesterday or the show yesterday, but how everybody just seems to be, it's like, have you been connected to Sean McVay? Are you young and good-looking like Sean McVay?
Yeah.
Do you know how to work with a quarterback?
And we'll Kyle Shanahan. Those two.
It's really remarkable.
Them have no championships.
It reminds me of politics.
I just point that out.
A lot of times
no
in politics, they fight the last campaign. It's sort of like they learn the lesson of the last campaign, but that doesn't necessarily apply to this campaign. You know, I'm not – if there were 15 Sean McVays out there to be hired, they would have already been, you know, I mean, I'm not sure that model works. There's
Adam
a reason
Gase
there's one of them.
But with both the Dolphins and Jets hiring coach, I mean, the right hire here is important, I would think, because that is a division that's going to be wide open
soon.
In a year or two.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Very
and
soon.
It's there for you.
All right.
So Miami's still without one, right? Miami without a head coach.
No, Gase. That's
no.
Miami.
No, Miami.
Jets. Yeah, right. And there's, I thought there was
there's
one
still,
other.
There's a couple more
Mike
openings.
McCarthy issued a statement that he's going to sit this year out.
Yes.
By the way,
what that means is nobody offered him a job.
I'm also no longer interested in the Today Show gig, just for the record.
Yeah. And I am not declaring for the NBA draft.
I'm going to sit this one out.
I'll be rested and ready in 2020.
You'll be
coming to DC.
You know, sit this one out, and then they sit the next few out, and then they sit all
of
them
out. Greg Williams.
Brian Billick, he's sitting all of them out.
Mariucci.
Mooch, sitting them all out. Bill Cowher. He's never. That's it. They're done.
I actually like Greg Williams' approach better, which is not, I'm sitting out. It's, I have many job offers I'm not taking. It's like, well, name one of them. I'm not talking about it.
And that's why it's going to be hysterical.
It's his personality.
But unbelievable.
He earned that job.
I would offer him to be the defensive coordinator of the Redskins.
He earned the head coaching job at Cleveland. He earned it. All right, we'll get out of here. Chuck Todd will pick games when we return. I am Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the Purell ad, and we're doing it in mono. Cold and flu season is upon us, and nobody wants to start the new year sick. We want to get off to a fresh start, stay healthy, or lose weight. And when we're all trying to keep those New Year's resolutions, seasonal illnesses can derail even the best laid plans. That's why I use Purell products, including new Purell singles, hand sanitizer packets. These new single-use packets are super portable, super convenient, and they kill more than 99.99% of the most common germs that can make you sick. Purell, maybe if I had these and Liz had these, we'd all be better.
Yes.
Purell is the brand that hospitals trust to keep most patients safe from infection, and the same germ-fighting formula that doctors use goes into every Purell singles packet. Here's the best part. They go everywhere. Take a handful to keep in the car. Throw a few in your pocket before you leave home. They're individually sealed. There's no mess. Each packet has the exact amount of sanitizer recommended by the CDC. And who knows more about cold and flu season than the CDC? So make a resolution to fight illness-causing germs this year by stocking up on new Purell singles, hand sanitizer packets on Amazon. And right now, there's a special offer to the listeners of my high-quality podcast. If you go to www.purell.com/TonyK, that's www.purell.com/TonyK, that will link you directly to Amazon and a four-pack of Purell singles. Just type in this site. It will take you to the product page where you will receive at least 10% off this great new product. I like when they say at least 10%. I guess it's up to negotiations every day.
Well,
you can negotiate with
them. Handle.
They can help you stay healthy and get the most out of every day. Your well-being is important. Protect it with America's number one hand sanitizer brand. Don't forget, head to www.purell.com/TonyK to get your Purell singles on Amazon today.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is a song called The Only Way. This is sent to us by Jake Lawfer in Santa Monica, California, who writes, though I live in L.A. and grew up in Philly, I've been a fan of the TK Show in its various forms for literally decades, thanks to a long stint in the D.C. area. I moved out west a few years back to pursue every artist's dream, producing unscripted TV shows on basic cable. And through all my travels, I've taken your podcast with me. It's been a great source of information, entertainment, and a feeling of home. Jake Lawfer Music is where you can get his stuff, JakeLawfermusic.com. And he writes, as I still have around 600 more physical copies of my CD than I need, I'd like to make an exclusive offer to your listeners. Buy three CDs, get 147 free. Just say Tony sent you or enter the promo code TonyK. Again, this is called The Only Way. It plays in Chuck Todd, who has many more things to do than come on the show with us, but none are as much fun. Because talking about politics lately is just not as much fun. So while we promote the fact that Chuck does meet the press all the time, more importantly to us, even with 2-3 last week, and he got healthy in the last two games, the college game and the late Sunday game, he was still 62-52-3 over the course of the year. If you had bet with him all the way through, you're making money. And by the way, you can't lose because there's only four more games.
He also got jobbed on the Seattle game, which if he was going to go full Carvel on us, could claim was available at 2.
That's right.
On game day.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So
Seattle.
Seattle.
2.5. I got Seattle 2.5. Oh. I ended up winning that game. And then I changed my mind on Baltimore-San Diego. You know, the longer I went, you know, it's sort of one of those things, the more I convinced myself, wait, San Diego gets to see Baltimore a second time in less than a month. I suddenly realized that might be the
there you have
play.
It. Chuck went 4-1.
But when did you realize it? After you bet it the other way,
just as the game ended.
No. After I went,
he said on game day he switched.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I was able.
He got
to,
down.
By game day, actually, possibly spend phony money somewhere.
Credits. Yeah, but not with us.
Got down with his man.
But not with you. No, right. No.
Chuck, does your book wear a necktie?
No doubt.
Is he like highfalutin?
All right, here we go.
Yeah, exactly.
The Indianapolis Colts, who have now won 10 of 11 games, and Andrew Luck has had the comeback of the year, they go against Kansas City with Pat Mahomes, who is likely now, based on the Pro Bowl voting, who is likely now to be the MVP of the league and is, in fact, a supernova. Kansas City has a lot of trouble. I know Chuck likes to say when he bets Kansas City early in the year that Kansas City has a great home field advantage, but Kansas City has had a lot of trouble winning playoff games in Kansas City with Andy Reid and with Marty Schottenheimer over a long period of time. Indianapolis is getting 5.5 to go outdoors at Kansas City. Who you got?
Let me ask you this. Who did Indianapolis beat, Tony?
Last week?
Texans.
They beat the Houston Texans.
Last week. Can you say that name again?
The Houston Texans.
Houston.
Houston.
I am so upset that Houston lost because I love hearing you say Houston.
What's the pronunciation of it?
You never say the word H.
I do it too. It's a New England thing. It's a Northeast thing. I do the same thing. My wife always makes fun of me.
Houston.
I say Houston. I basically pronounce it U-S-T-O-N.
Yeah, like herbs.
Yes.
They're not herbs. They're herbs. And by the way, in New York City, it's Houston.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's Houston. I never knew that was a thing.
Houston
until
Street.
My wife is from the Midwest.
Henry Winkler.
Me.
Henry Winkler, another one.
Right. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am.
Aloha Towers.
Yeah. Aloha Tower. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there's no H in that.
No H in that.
Akeem Olajuwon.
All right. I've been meaning to rib you about that.
Okay, that's fine.
But. Look, 5.5. Between Andy Reid, the Kansas City defense seems shaky. I think Kansas City wins this game, but I think 5.5 is too many. This feels like it's going to be a final score, right? That it'll be in the last, in the last 2 to 5 minutes. And so it'll be a 3-point, a 4-point,
okay.
Something like that. 5.5 feels too much. Give me Indy. And you know what? They can win. I don't think they will, but my God, this weekend is fantastic because every team can win and it wouldn't shock you.
By the way, on television right now, I just point this out, is this guy who walked across Antarctica being celebrated as one of the great heroes of all time. My feeling is he's a dope, but that's just me. That's just me.
Well, he did it.
Dallas.
He just looks like a normal dude.
Yeah, he's probably been back for 2 years and it's this was created in a film studio. Dallas is getting 7 at the Los Angeles Rams. Los Angeles Rams, under genius Sean McVay, are 0-1 in the playoffs at home. Dallas can run the ball. They can run the ball for certain. Marcus Peters is going to be head-to-head against Amari Cooper, who is Dallas's only deep threat. 7 is a lot of points, but over the course of the year, the Los Angeles Rams were significantly better, I thought, than the Dallas Cowboys. Still, you always look for upsets. Will you take the 7 or will you take the Rams?
Well, that's the problem I have. It's a lot of points.
Yep.
It's probably not going to be a real home field advantage for the Rams. I mean,
right.
What do you think that's going to be? 60-40?
Dallas and Pittsburgh travel better than any teams in the league.
I think it could be closer to 50-50.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on secondary
well,
ticket
if Jerry
sites.
Buys all the tickets and puts his yacht inside the stadium, there'll be like 30 people there, just the crew of the yacht.
Nice boat.
Yeah, by the way, it's supposed to rain.
Oh, really?
I think.
Okay. Huh.
Yes. And that, to me, has scared me a little bit away from the Rams. We don't know
Gurley's physical status. Not know.
I just like the idea that Dallas can slow the game down. Zeke's unbelievable.
He is.
I'm sorry. That guy's unbelievable. Watching him run the football. And if I have my doubts about Jason Garrett sticking to a game plan, but if they stick to a very plodding game plan, there's no reason they shouldn't cover this 7 points.
So you're going to take Dallas.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm going Dallas. You're going to be surprised by the end of these picks.
That's two road teams. Now, last week, three of the four road teams won, but that's two. In the division series, that doesn't happen as much as in the first round. The Los Angeles Chargers are getting 4. It's the shortest odds on the board at New England. Los Angeles Chargers are a better team right now than the New England Patriots. But, and here are the two buts, it's probably going to be in the 20s during the game, which the Los Angeles Chargers are not used to. And historically, and recent history as well, In this particular game, the New England Patriots under Bill Belichick are 11-1. They've had 2 weeks to prepare. They're 11-1 based on having 2 weeks to prepare. That's their history with Belichick. Who you got?
You know, the second the Chargers won that game last week, when they sort of survived that, I looked at it and thought, okay, this is a mortgage payment game for me, meaning I felt so confident about the Chargers beating the Patriots. And then as the week has worn on and the 20 degrees and the, oh, that's right, you know, they're from Southern California. I have memories of a great Chargers team losing to the Cincinnati Bengals because it was extraordinarily cold. It's probably the best Charger team that Dan Fouts ever had. And they lost because it was just, they just were frozen out of it, and the Bengals ended up going, I think it's the 82. I think it was back in 82, which I know for the viewers now, for the listeners now, I might as well be talking about the 1958 Giants-Colts game.
Friends. Which I went to, yes.
But you were there, right? You had a
no, I made that up.
But I still want to go with the Chargers. It feels like, I hate to say that I'm doing this, but doesn't it feel as if he at least should get to the Super Bowl, right? That this
Rivers.
Is,
yeah,
this
yeah.
This is Rivers' year. This is the charmed year. There's something there, so I'm sort of gambling on that.
My
I'm
prediction
gamble on that the football gods are with Bill Rivers.
Chuck, my prediction is by the 4 minute mark of the second quarter, you're going to be saying, "What was I thinking?"
We'll see
you're
going to
get like a completely
14 nothing.
You're going to get a completely healthy looking Gronk who's going to go like 7 for 113 in the first half.
The last game is Philadelphia at New Orleans. New Orleans under, I have these statistics off the tip of my tongue because we did these yesterday on PTI, with Sean Payton and Drew Brees in home games in New Orleans in the playoffs. They are 5-0. They have never been beaten. Philadelphia, this is essentially the same team that won the Super Bowl last year with the same quarterback, Nick Foles, who appears to be touched by magic. A few weeks back, Philadelphia got very angry at New Orleans for apparently running up the score on them. So there's a revenge factor here. And 8 points is a lot. 8 is a lot, even though New Orleans can put 50 up. 8 does strike me as a lot. We'll see if Chuck Todd goes full rogue visiting teams. Will you take the 8 against New Orleans?
You know, when it opened at 9 and it was going to flirt with that 9, 9.5, I thought, oh, my God, I might be tempted by Philly. But I think the rest, it's indoors, and we're not talking about them, and I know that Philly seems charmed, but they just don't have enough. As charmed as Foles is, can they score 35, 38, 42 points?
Philly can't.
No, there's no that defense.
Very little evidence they can.
And that's where I'm struggling, and this feels like that they'll keep it. They'll keep it competitive, and then the Saints pull away. Hmm. I just don't think Philly can win, and if you don't think they can win, you don't want to take points in a playoff
this
game.
This is very, very
I'll
good.
I'll go Saints. I was hoping that thing would stay at 9, because if it were at 9 and you could tease it to 15, well, then you're outside that 2-score range, and that becomes a very interesting – that became very interesting. But now that at 8, the whole thing, it feels like it's a Saints game.
Again, 62-52-3 over time. Chuck Todd, for considering this is not his day job.
Getting it done.
Seems to be very,
printing
very good at this.
Yes.
Very good at this. All right, we will thank you for this.
Hopefully, maybe I could contribute to reopening the government or something.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi on this week because she has nothing else to do, apparently.
Maybe use some of your considerable wealth, Chuck, to make a donation.
That's exactly right.
make a donation to the wall, you know, the steel slats. What you do is you scalp. You know, I'm surprised Trump hasn't thought of this. What if you just sold a slat, you know, the way you on a campus?
Right, adopt a highway.
That people could do it themselves.
The adopt a slat.
This portion of the wall brought to you by David Duke.
Yeah.
I disavow.
Thank you, Chuck. Talk to you next week.
I'm out, Gary.
Chuck Todd, everybody, host of Meet the Press. And if we just gave you Chuck Todd and we tell you this every week, that would be more than enough. But we give you Reginald the Monkey.
See the monkey, he's scritch, scratching, watching his iPad, smoking and laughing, hanging with Bud Grant, tap, tap, tapping on his purple attache. Nigel's going to the zoo. Reginald's got the bites by two. Sometimes he throws his poo.
when he's had too much Johnny Walker Blues.
Yes, well, Reginald obviously is going through a difficult time because of the National Zoo.
It's closed.
Yes, so he's taking this downtime to work on his pilot's license.
Okay.
So he told me to meet him out in Manassas. He wasn't actually flying that day. He was just co-piloting. We went up for a little bit of a ride, and while we were in the air, we went over these four games. What did he do last week? Was he 2-3?
He was 3-2.
3-2.
He's 21-31-1. Now, he's not going to get to 500, but in the playoffs, he's got a winning record. Chuck Todd does not in the playoffs.
Eat it, Todd.
Yes. So the first game we gave him was Indy getting 5.5 at Kansas City, and he showed me an old photograph. You've seen the picture of Andy Reid at the punt pass and kick competition.
Yeah. Yes.
If you take the wider shot of that, yes, you can see Reginald right next to him.
Oh, coaching
so,
him up.
Yes, so he's clearly got
Andy Reid is bigger than everyone on earth.
Yes. He looks like an 18-year-old. Yeah.
That and Andre the Giant holding a beer can are my two favorite things ever. It's amazing.
So the next game we gave him was Dallas getting 7 at the Rams. And this was a nice photograph of him cruising down Sunset Boulevard.
With Randy Newman?
Randy Newman not there. Oh. Nor was a
Big Nasty Red on the side?
Vince Ferragamo and Deacon Jones. Just the three of them.
Deacon.
Cruising along.
Because I'd rather cruise along with Randy Newman.
Yeah, I think that would probably be better.
Yeah.
But so clearly he'll take the Rams in that
rolling
game.
Rolling down Imperial Highway.
So good.
The next game again was New England hosting the Chargers, giving 4. And I did not know this. He showed me documentation. His great-great-great-grandfather was actually at the Battle of Bunker Hill.
Is that right?
Bartholomew, yes. Yeah. That's his grandfather.
I've got to say, I do think the Chargers are better. I do find myself rooting for the Chargers. New England's going to win this game and cover.
Stupid Belichick is going to win a game.
They always win this game.
The worst.
They do.
Yes.
Do you know what Phillip Rivers' record is head-to-head with Tom Brady? It's 0-7.
That's not.
It's not.
So he's either due.
It doesn't. Yes, it doesn't give you confidence.
No.
Is all I'm saying.
It just strikes me as one of those games where anyone who bets with the Chargers is just going to be like, "What was I?
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Like, you're going to recognize this New England team. It's
I
not
felt
be the
this
team
way
last
week
Monday
about
night.
Indianapolis against Houston, and I said so on this show. I said to Chuck, I really think Indianapolis.
It's also the kind of game, to Gary's point, where they'll be like, a fourth string corner is suddenly the Patriots running back. And the guy runs like 120 yards. Like right. It's they always, you know.
That wasn't my point.
Was your point.
The last game we gave him was Philly getting 8 at New Orleans. And he showed me a nice series of photographs of him touring through Sicily with Mike Schmidt, Andrew Toney, and Ron Jaworski.
How great is that? Jaws was there.
Yeah, Jaws was there.
Jaws was looking for a golf course in Sicily.
Mo Cheeks had to leave early.
Yeah.
All right, that's great. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we have news, right?
That's
right. We have news when we come back. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the Harry's ad. How does Harry's tie into New Year's resolution? Be smarter with personal finances. Harry's can save you about $100 a year if you're a regular shaver. Take better physical care of yourself. Harry's products have won tons of awards, including a 2018 Esquire Grooming Award. They keep you looking and feeling great. They asked me to say, what do I love most about shaving? And I really don't. I don't love anything about shaving. I do it. It's fine. Harry's is good. Shaves smooth, shaves close, shaves comfortably. What else are you looking for, really? Harry's wants you to start the new year off right, so they created a trial offer. You can claim yours by going to harrys.com/TonyK. Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave doesn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads or flex balls or handles that look like spaceships, tactics the leading brand has used to raise prices for years. They've fixed that by combining a simple, clear design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. Harry's bought a world-class blade factory in Germany that's been making quality blades for over 95 years. They've received over 20,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Google. Their replacement cartridges are just $2 each. They got rid of upcharges, and they're about half the price of the lead. They got 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know. They'll give you a full refund. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. A weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Listeners to my show can redeem their trial set. You can get this. Okay? They're going to hand this to you. Well, they're going to mail it to you. At harrys.com/TonyK. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TonyK to redeem your offer and let them know that I sent you. Say, who sent you? I sent you. Don't even give a name, because you're cooler than that.
You know who this is.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
We may have this fixed.
I did a little tinkering, Tony.
Nigel may have fixed
Nigel,
this.
Yeah.
These are the Sunshine Boys. This is a song called Schoolyard Bully. This is sent to us by Dag. Nigel got even angrier when it appeared it wasn't fixed. He thought it was fixed. Then it sounded like it wasn't fixed. Now it might be fixed.
It is fixed.
His anger is elemental.
When he bangs his
elemental
bangs on the table.
There was nothing to talk about.
Michael, yes, we have nothing to talk about. Chuck, Nancy, get out.
Bye-bye.
If people like the
Send
Sun
us your music
boys,
by emailing it to jingles@tonycornizershow.com. I'm so relieved. I was so worried that Bootsy and all of his button pressing and wire
something.
Pulling, he'd already one for one with the printer, and now we got the speaker. So, yes, in honor of Nigel fixing the sound system, check out shop.tonycornizershow.com where you can get your very own Reset the Board Nigel t-shirt.
That's fantastic. All right, Nigel, you have news for us.
I do indeed, Mr. Tony. Can somebody get me a drink of scotch?
It's just your
it's Scott, it's your so anger.
You can't pour just, until 9 a.m.
I do. I go from zero to furious faster than anybody.
It's just amazing.
Yes.
It's just amazing.
Elemental is a good way to describe it. It's like a volcano erupting.
It's in his. It's your DNA. It's so crazy.
Mr. Tony, we'll start off with college basketball in a game last night. Many are calling a preview of a Final Four matchup.
How did we do?
The Seawolves beat the Bearcats. 59-46, but I want to leave you with some positive thoughts here.
What? We lost by 13 to the hated rival.
After a very rough first half where the Bearcats only scored 15 points.
Oh, that is dreadful.
Yes,
dreadful.
That is terrible. They came back, had a very strong second half, just outscored 32-31. So that's something you can build on moving forward for the program.
That's bad. 15 is really bad.
A bunch of other games. Was there anyone in particular you
wanted
to discuss?
Well, I wanted to mention this guy, Marcus Howard of Marquette. And they had an overtime game against Creighton when one of the Marquette guys threw something in from like 40 feet out. But he went for 53. He was 10 of 14 from three. This is the most points ever by a Big East player. And I just wrote down some obvious players like Chris Mullin and Patrick Ewing and Dwayne Wade and Pearl Washington, Carmelo Anthony, Doug McDermott, Ray Allen, Ernie DeGregorio. These were big-time scorers.
Some of those
and
names
I've left
predate
20
the three-pointer.
Three-pointer and shot clock. I mean, that's just way
53.
Less
53 is a huge
53
number.
53 in a college
40,
game.
Even a 45-minute game.
Was it? It was more than half. Would they get 104? I mean, it was almost
enormous.
It was
just
about
enormous.
Half of
and
all.
And interestingly,
the
record
I will let
he
you
broke
talk
was
about
his
Georgetown.
Own. So he's gone over 50 a couple.
He had 52
times.
Before that. Georgetown,
I can't
lost again. Second loss in a row. They were up 17 in Xavier. I watched some of that game. They were up 17.
I watched it. I taped it because we're recorded it rather because we were out at a dinner, one of my many social engagements, and black tie. And I came back and my stupid friends ruined it for me because they had already texted me like, I hate everything. So I knew it went badly.
Right.
So I was watching the first half and I'm like, we are making every shot. We're up. They're 17. Then they did a classic thing. They're up 17 with 3 minutes left in the first half. Then they went into halftime down five.
Yeah.
They went on Xavier went on a 22-0 run. Xavier is not good. They're not good. They lost so much. They lost their coach. And it just it's not good, not the worst, not the best.
UVA, by the way, beat BC pretty handily. Those are college games that I paid a little bit of attention to. So, what else you got?
The Oakland A's expect Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray to declare for the 2019 NFL draft, and they have already given him a $4.66 million signing bonus if he decides to go pro in the NFL.
Or declare.
Well, no, if he actually decides to play in the NFL, he would have to return that bonus.
He can't be Bo Jackson. You can't play both. Why?
I'm just reading what is
that would,
in front
of me. I guess that would be the terms of that deal.
Yeah. All right, here's something to understand. The length and breadth of your baseball career, if you're good, will give you more money than the length and breadth of your football career, except if you're a big-time quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you're a big-time quarterback, you can make more money in football. I don't care what the kid does. I don't care if he plays baseball or football. The one thing I do care about, don't go back to Oklahoma. Don't go back to Oklahoma to play one more year. Don't play for free in a sport where you're one hit away from being out.
Plus, you already won the Heisman. You made the Final Four. What else do you want?
Just go play for money now. You've earned this position. Go play. If you want to play football, go play for money now.
The other difference between baseball and football is, of course, baseball presumably takes a lesser toll. So he is young enough that he could play he could declare for the NFL draft. It's a weak class. He could be a first-round pick, get that get that rookie contract now, it's all sort of slotted, so that's not big money. But if it didn't really work out,
you can get out.
He could then still
go play
move
baseball.
To baseball.
Yep, go play baseball. Know? Okay.
This is where we have to queue up Wilbon's. You know, look into the mirror and ask your heart what you want to do.
Just, I want to make money.
What we're just replaying love? Yesterday's PTI at
yeah.
this point.
What do you love?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The NFL and the NFL Players Association.
I was being mocked just then. It's okay.
Have determined that there was no
mockery
evidence.
Mockery is the sincerest form of mockery.
Yes, it is.
it's not my line.
The NFL and the NFL Players Association have determined that there was no evidence that Carolina Panthers safety Eric Reed was targeted in the performance-enhancing drug testing
this
program.
This is unbelievable. This is actually unbelievable. 7 out of 11 weeks, he had to take a test that's supposed to be random. Probably nobody else had 7 out of 11. But if the NFLPA signs off on this, they must, Demaurus Smith must have been convinced by the data that this was not targeting, because their job is to represent Eric Reed
yes.
against mm-hmm. unnecessary seizures and searches. That's what it is. So the fact that the NFLPA co-signed that letter says to me, Tony, shut up. Shut up. There must be a reason to do this. Right?
Yes. Okay. I mean, why would they
because
do it?
Because it looks like he's targeted.
I was going to say, it seems on its
of
face.
Of course it does.
If you told someone those stats.
There's only two explanations. He's either targeted or it's completely random. Right?
It's crazy. 50-50. It's crazy. Eric Reed is they want him out of the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
They want to. He's tied to the hip to Colin Kaepernick in a lawsuit against the league.
Can I make one point on Eric Reed?
Yeah.
No collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion. Yeah. We've proven that, right?
Yeah.
No collusion. You're the puppet. No collusion.
Some
no puppet,
sad news for Mr. Brizos.
Mr. Brizos?
Yes.
To call Mr. Brizos sweatshop down there on 15th Street.
Yeah. It looks like he is going to be splitting up with his wife of 25 years. McKinsey,
yeah,
novelist
Bezos, yes, that's right. She's
a novelist, much like a guy who used to work here, Mark Stern,
Simon the
that's
Sea
right.
Cat.
That's right, yes, yeah. The author of Simon the Sea Cat. Bezos, age 54,
sure
worth just $137.1 billion. Not sure,
not anymore.
Well,
the point
see,
one is important.
They're from Oregon, that's where they were married.
No, so, no, Washington State.
Oh, is it Washington State? I thought it was.
They lived in Seattle.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Washington
They're
State.
They're close, but it's like, you know,
well,
Maryland is not Virginia.
With your country, I sort of blend all those countries, right. The states out west together. That is a 50-50 split, according to that state law, but we don't know if there was a pre- or a post-nuptial situation.
I mean, I doubt there would be a prenup.
There
they were
is
married
not a prenup.
Before.
There is yeah. not a prenup.
They,
were, we know
they
that.
Worked at a law firm?
Yes.
They're both graduates of Princeton.
Well, if it's a 50-50
do you know,
split
do
and
you
she
know
gets...
Him? Did you know
no,
him?
No, I mean, oh. When he bought the Post, I was one of small-ish group of people who were up, you know, and the old Post building,
yeah, yeah.
The
and
top
then,
floor
yeah,
were
yeah.
Don and all those yeah. people. They had a meeting with us around that
That's
big
nice.
Table. There were probably 25 of us. I've told you this, and he's known for this. The one thing anyone ever asked me about him, his laugh is...
Well, she pointed that out, that he had a great laugh.
It's jarring.
Yeah.
It's late and odd. So, like, you tell the joke, and there's, like, silence, and he goes, I mean, it's like that.
Wow.
Legit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, when he first
like
did
a whooping crane?
Yes.
Like Arnold Horshack?
Yes.
How could you not
like
fall in
Eddie,
love with that
like
laugh?
Like Eddie Murphy and Beverly Hills Cop laugh. Like, when it happened, I looked up.
But
I remember
not a Kawhi
this.
Leonard laugh.
No, but as distinctive as that, when it happened, we were sitting around the table, he just bought the Post, he'd flown in. I thought he was like doing a bit, like right. I thought he was like putting us on because it was so late after the funny thing. Everyone was like, and then you hear like, you know, and I was like, oh, good one, Bezos. But no, that is, so then I.
Excellent, sir.
I looked it up.
It's very funny, Ms.
I looked
Bezos.
It up afterward and that is like a. That is a thing he is
well,
known
she
for.
Mentioned, she mentioned that she fell in love with a laugh.
And people talk about whether it is intentional or not to kind of be, to get you off kilter sometimes in like negotiations and stuff. I've read all about it because I was totally
Well, if it's
fascinated.
Intentional, that makes him a totally calculated
I don't
bad
think it
person.
Is intentional because he comes across.
Your laugh can't be
he comes across pretty genuine. I mean, to the extent that someone
that
lives in that
yeah.
stratosphere.
What else do we have?
Just this very disturbing story of the nursing home.
This is horrifying. It's a horrifying story.
Yeah.
Yes, this is in the Hacienda Healthcare.
No, which is the former Hacienda Healthcare, because that place is being shuttered right now.
No one would ever send any relative
there ever.
Why would you?
I'd rather go to Uncle Tio's place. Was that his name in Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
The place where Gus blew him up.
Even that blowing up is better than this. Yeah, the CEO has already resigned, which is not surprising at all. So the story is that there is a woman who's been there for quite some time in a vegetative state.
Years, is my understanding.
Yes,
right?
A decade. Yeah. Yes, okay. Yes, years. Gave birth to a child last month.
Oh, come on.
So
how
now,
did they come on?
So now the police, and there's no cameras. So
and
the
by
police...
the way, somebody, I watched this last night, and some official spokesman said both mother and child are doing fine. I said, well, the mother's not. She's in a vegetative state. Yes. She's not doing that well.
Okay. Obviously, the act itself, I don't understand how that happens. I mean, I understand how it happens, but I don't understand how it happens in these circumstances. But wasn't the person, the woman bathed and taken care of? Like, no one noticed she was pregnant? I mean, that seems very odd to me.
What are we
a
talking
woman who is
about
eight
here?
Months pregnant? And everyone was like, oh my gosh.
There are those stories of satanic ritual murders that everybody goes, oh my God, oh my God. This is horrific.
It's just the worst.
Horrific. That if you open up a franchise on Hacienda Healthcare, don't do this.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Apparently, she had been at the facility since 1992 at the age of three.
At the age of three.
Yeah, basically her whole life in this. Yeah, so the police are collecting DNA samples from the entire staff and pursuing this as a sexual assault, which is exactly what it is.
Just unbelievable.
Terrible.
Unbelievable.
Get out. We will have Old Guy Radio when we return, and hopefully it'll be a little bit more fun than that. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Love this ad. Love it. Lowe's is my new go-to destination where I can explore the latest innovative Craftsman products, including their new V20 Power Tool Battery Platform. Craftsman's V20 Cordless Power Tool lineup features a high-capacity lithium battery that's part of Craftsman's interchangeable battery system. So it works with all tools in their V20 lineup, giving you the runtime you need and the power you deserve. The one battery system works on multiple products, making the V20 lineup easy to use and versatile. V20 brushless power tools are proudly made in the USA with global materials in Charlotte, North Carolina. They all have brushless motors, delivering high efficiency, better runtime, more power, and greater durability for all your projects. Emphasis on your projects. You can explore the entire Craftsman V20 lineup at your local Lowe's store, which I would do if I knew one power tool from another. Or you can visit Lowe's.com/Tony. That's Lowe's.com/Tony. Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Old Guy Radio for the day. This is the band. This is the weight. Pulled into Nazareth. It's feeling about half past dead. Why are we playing this today? There's a good reason.
Ronnie Hawkins is turning 84 today. Ronnie Hawkins.
The Influence.
Yes. He was with Levon Helm and I guess a bunch of the other members of what eventually became the band in a band called The Hawks.
Yeah.
And then they split up with Ronnie and formed the band.
And Bob Dylan swooped in.
Yes, and Bob Dylan swooped in, and they were basically his backup band or backing band.
Yes, from Big Pink. Music from Big Pink is the big first album.
But they remained close with Ronnie Hawkins.
That was done in Woodstock, New York.
Yes. While he was recovering from a motorcycle accident, something like that.
Do you have the copy on Bob Dylan and the Rolling Stones that you read me yesterday?
I don't have it in front of me.
It's fantastic.
Essentially, what Dylan said was, in an amphetamine-fueled argument with Keith Richards at the Mayfair Hotel,
in London,
he said, you know, it was the band, you know, and Ronnie Hawkins. Those guys did everything. And, yeah, I could have written Satisfaction, right? But you guys could never have bleeping written like a Rolling Stone, okay?
That's right.
Yes.
And by the way, the Rolling Stones covered Like a Rolling Stone and did a great job on it. Jagger does a great job on it. So the notion that Dylan and the Rolling Stones had feud at any point, you know, comes out of nowhere to me.
Yes.
Because it would seem to me there would be enormous mutual respect. It would seem to me that Bob Dylan honestly would like the Rolling Stones more than he liked the Beatles. I would think that.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
That.
But the amphetamines might have had something to do with the hostility.
All right, so we're an old guy, but we're going to delay going into old guy for a second in order to talk to Jeff Ma. James Carville, I want to point out, was 2-0 last week. He's now 17-16-1 and a top Mount 500, so he bailed on us.
He's on an airplane.
He wants to finish the season above 500. right. Leave on a high note.
Jeff Ma, who lost the first game last week that he had, then finished 2-1-1. And his record over the course of the year is... Are you doubting me?
Well, after losing the first game, he went 2-0-1.
Right. So he's 42-34-7 over the course of the year, which is a wonderful winning percentage. Wonderful. Jeff does Bet the Process. That's his podcast with Rufus Firefly. It's actually Rufus Peabody, but I love the name Rufus T. Firefly. Jeff, do you have games for us this week?
I do. Wait, now is Chuck Todd still kicking my butt?
No, he's getting closer. He came back to earth a little bit. He's 62-52-3. He was 2-3 last week. You're 42-34-7. His percentage is slightly better, but he's catchable.
Although we should point out, and you've been on the wrong side of this too, so I'm not casting aspersions, Jeff. You both have been victimized by this. He had Seattle +1.5. You had them +2.
So you got a push on that.
You were in a half game on them on that one.
So.
Yeah. So do you guys know that underdogs, what the record of underdogs is so far over the last 2 years in the playoffs?
I do not. No. What is it?
They're 14-1 over the last 2 years.
Golly. Wow.
Last week, most people are crediting Seattle as an underdog as a win. Because it was 2.5 at close time, and most people got 2.5. But they're 14-1 right now over the last 2 years.
That's amazing.
So what does that mean for this week?
It means you're going all under, I would think.
Or do theory.
No, I would. Going
the other way.
The opposite.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, well, so what happens in situations like this is people start talking about this, and any mainstream media that's talking about sports betting is talking about this 14-1. And what happens in this round typically is that the favorites are at a pretty big advantage. The bye week is worth about 1.5. Buys are, worth anywhere from 1 to 2 points, but towards the end of the year, the bye becomes more valuable, even more valuable. And so this bye week is very valuable. Sometimes people underweight that. And then you also have this idea of recency bias, where a team like Indy, now everyone remembers how well Indy played last week, and that's going to figure into, the market overvaluing Indy. And they've forgotten that a team like Kansas City is incredibly strong offensively, et cetera. So I like Kansas City -5.5. Over Indy. I think this line is a little short, and I think it should be closer to a full touchdown. Similarly, I like the Rams -7 over Dallas. The Rams, again, people have forgotten that there's a reason that this team has a bye. There was a point earlier in the season where people thought the Rams maybe could go undefeated. So I think giving 7 to Dallas is value here because I think it should be over a touchdown.
Okay. What about your other games? Are you picking them all?
And then I have one more, which is New Orleans -8 over Philly. Again, the narrative is that, Philly last week, Nick Foles, doesn't lose in the playoffs. And so how could you bet against them? And certainly getting 8 points with the, Super Bowl champion, that's value. But New Orleans was the best team all season, at home, rested, et cetera, all of that. I think they win this game by double digits.
Jeff, can I ask the obvious question? If the recent history is that the underdogs are 14-1 and bodies that tend to be in motion tend to stay in motion, why would you go against that 3 times here?
Well, that statement that bodies tend to, that's untrue, right? Because what does that 14-1 really mean? It means that over the last 15 games, the underdog has won, but it doesn't really mean anything for the future. In fact, it probably means the opposite, right? Because these are markets, and these markets tend towards efficiency. Like all markets tend towards efficiency eventually. And, when something like this happens, the markets will tend to correct, and therefore, the underdogs become overvalued and the favorites become valued.
Okay, I get that. You're staying away from the Chargers in New England, which is the shortest price on the board. You're staying away from that. I'm not going to make you pick it, but tell me why you're staying away.
I can't even remember where the Chargers play, so I don't think I should be betting on
that. For the best.
Okay. All right, that's good. All right, well, that this is interesting to me because, I mean, I would have gathered the data and I would have said, boy, there's a trend here, and I would not have gone against it. And I guess I represent sort of the general public
and
in that
regard. By the way, Jeff, if you are correct, this would be the week I think you would overtake Chuck Todd because he's on the other side of Kansas City and the Rams from you. So I think from a percentage standpoint, if you could go undefeated, I think you leapfrog him here.
So, no, we'll see.
Well, that's very exciting. So hopefully I have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to lose to that nerd.
And Tony, I mean... Yeah, exactly. And Tony, I mean, I think this is the key to sports betting, right? And the problem with sports betting is that it's hard to find, you know, interesting content to talk about it when you're really, like, talking about analytical models and those things. So people tend to instead gravitate towards these trends that are very easy to measure but don't mean anything for the future.
So okay. All right. That's a lesson for me. Because, I mean, when you're essentially a sports writer and you're asked to give your opinion a lot, mostly what you do is you look for relatively recent history. You look for an example, say, with New England and San Diego or Los Angeles, that in these kinds of games at home in Foxborough under Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick's all of his games in Foxborough with Tom Brady, they're 11-1 in this round. That's really hard to go against that. And would you say that then means nothing, or does that mean something?
That definitely means more than the underdog narrative 14-1.
Mm-hmm.
But how much does that mean in this case? I mean, the you know, the thought is that this is like the sort of weakest New England team that we've seen in a long time because Brady's older, et cetera, et cetera. You know, again, I think that means a lot more than you know in that Chargers game, and there is a lot of things that sort of go in different directions for me. You know, that line is essentially saying that New England and the Chargers are about an even team because normally it's about 2.5 points for home field, and as I mentioned, 1.5 point for the bye. So you would say that that's about a 4-point advantage that New England has before they even get on the field. So you're saying those two teams are about equal. I think most people now think that the Chargers have more talent than New England, but New England has a clear advantage on the coaching side. So I think that line is about is value, and that's why I'm staying away from it.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
So I'm always curious about this, Nigel, with the delay with Jeff, because I say something, and this is what happens on PTI a lot when we have guests. There's a full second delay. And you think it's because he's not listening to me on his phone, right? Is that your theory, that he's listening through a computer?
That was my theory.
Is that your theory, that
he has some kind of setup where it's a built-in delay? Because it does sound as though it's very consistent.
I think it's not like sometimes it's delayed, it's always about the same amount of time delay.
I have
an alternate theory. I think like the Trump handshake or the Jeff Bezos laugh, I think it's just a power play move.
Oh, I
he's
like
just
it.
Reminding you who's boss.
I did ask him, I said, is there a delay? Can you hear it? And he responded very quickly. He said, no, I can hear you fine. So I think maybe he's just
well, that's good. I like that.
He's
I think he's just
what
careful
he says.
And intentional with his words. Yes.
And by the way, so much of what he's saying, it's all that things revert to the mean, that underdogs are not going to go 14-1 in the next 14, in the next 15 games. I mean,
that's all he's arguing.
Like,
at the end of days,
no
it's 50-50.
Right. There's no history that underdogs are 28-2 in the last 30 games. Therefore, if they're 14-1, the smart money bets that it will revert back to a mean that is closer to either 500 or a little under 500.
Do you agree with that?
I mean, it's just efficient. It's like Michael said. He's not necessarily always trying to pick. He's trying to make money. That's all.
I'm just saying.
But it is analytical.
Because
he's looking
his point
at over time.
The people who are
that's not game to game analytical.
People who are
no. He's looking at it. He's
trending.
Looking at broad sweep of what it usually winds up. He's not looking at like Bill Belichick versus Anthony Lynn.
Right.
He doesn't care about that.
But
really.
But these lines are dictated by the people who are placing the wagers. So if you've been betting favorites and you've been getting pounded and pounded and pounded and pounded, now you're likely to go the other way. And that's
I understand that. I understand that. That's actually understand that.
Yeah.
Jeff does Bet the Process. That's the name of his podcast.
Yes, that's right.
Highly recommend to people. I don't have much to say. The Wizards. I didn't do any pro basketball. I just want to say this. Much is being made of James Harden lately. Mm. James Harden had over 40 points again last night, though his team lost to Milwaukee, which might be a preview. Might be a preview of the MVP race, and Antetokounmpo may have changed the minds of some people. I just want to say this: where is Carmelo Anthony? Carmelo Anthony started this season with the Houston Rockets. After about 9 or 10 games or something like that, and they had a losing record, Carmelo Anthony was essentially told, don't come around here anymore.
We'll give you all
the money that we owe you, but don't come around here anymore. He's not in the league. Does nobody want him? Could he not go back to the Knicks and put some people in the stands where they liked him? I'm not saying he's anywhere near what he used to be, but he has disappeared. Carmelo Anthony, should be no question he's a Hall of Fame player based on what he did in college and based on what he did in the process.
Yes.
He's a Hall of Fame player.
He's the same. I want to make sure. He's the same age as LeBron. He's 34. LeBron is 34.
He's gone. The Rockets did not waive him. Right?
They just said, stay away.
They just said, don't come around here anymore. And they've tried to move him, and this has been a month and a half.
Why do you
now?
Think they've tried to move him?
Although his
salary. Well, they don't want him, obviously, but you would think at some point they would say, okay, well, there's no market for him. We're just going to, we'll just waive him and be done with it. But maybe they think the closer they get to playoffs, you might have desperate teams thinking he could help make a push.
He's a star player.
Yeah.
He's
one time star.
He's gone. It's gone. I would take a break. We'll come back. Email and jingle when we return. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
We all put off doing things we know we need to do. I mean, we know we need to organize the garage, but something always gets in the way. In my case, what gets in the way is I don't have a garage. Funny how home security can be like that. You know it's a good idea, but there's always something holding you back. Well, now is the time to act and protect your home with SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe believes nothing should come between you and protecting your home. So they've gotten rid of the reasons not to get home security. There's no contract, ever. No price markups from any middleman. No installation windows. Who has time for that? More importantly, their system is engineered to do one thing brilliantly, protect. So if a storm takes out your power, SimpliSafe is ready. If an intruder cuts your phone line, SimpliSafe is ready. If they destroy your keypad or siren, SimpliSafe will still get you the help you need. Now, maybe that's overkill. Maybe it's the last thing you want to think about when you're making so many other changes and resolutions. But with SimpliSafe, you're always ready for anything. So get a jump on protecting your home at SimpliSafe.com/Tony. No time like the present, right? That's SimpliSafe.com/Tony to protect your home and family today with SimpliSafe. It's spelled differently than you might think. SimpliSafe, SimpliSafe.com/Tony.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
It's time for Tony's Mailbag.
Here comes Tony's Mailbag.
Now here comes Tony's Mailbag.
Send him your emails and notes.
And don't send him faxes. It's time for Tony's Mailbag.
Here comes Tony's Mailbag.
Now here comes Tony's
Mailbag. He'll read some for all of you folks.
Jason Fuse. Fabulous tune. Let me thank Meet the Press host Chuck Todd. Let me thank Jeff Ma, host of the podcast Bet the Process, for coming on with us today. Let me thank today's sponsors, SimpliSafe, Harry's Razors, Purell, and Lowe's. Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of the Tony Kornheiser Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. And if you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave us a review. Just saying the phrase, the Tony Kornheiser Show, reminds me how I find it amazing that anybody could introduce anyone to any of their shows by saying you're on the X show
and I'm on X.
I mean, it just...
Who would do that?
There comes a point where you say to yourself, enough already with me. Just enough with me. From Drew Levine from D.C. While talking to Mike Freeman on Wednesday's podcast, you said, quote, I get that Sean McVay is the hot young boy right now. You truly have a way with words, Dr. Kornheiser. From Gary Friedberg, love the entertainment value of the show. Hate the nepotism of useless son and screaming, irritating grandson. Too bad. Huge ego dominating everything. And golf-centric, too afraid to criticize their close-by neighbors, the liar in chief. Sad undercurrent of hypocrisy. Yeah. What
I
is
just,
that, Michael?
I just want to say I very agree with that 100%.
Very good and very presidential.
Wow. Kevin Dusing.
Bootsy's ruining everything.
Kevin Dusing. Dear Dr. Bearcat, I'm a 27-year-old millennial from Mukwonago, Wisconsin. I don't know that I can pronounce that correctly.
Might be me.
Want to understand Imagine Dragons? They are Patrick Reed's favorite band. I've also attached the pictures of the original patent for toilet paper from 1891. As you can see, the toilet paper goes over. Tell Chuck Todd to eat it. Chief in Somerville, Massachusetts, I'm sorry you had to endure that actor portrayal during the Silver Singles ad. There really is no sincerity in advertising anymore. Just the other day, I had to listen to a septuagenarian 1%er sell me power tools. Who could that be? Chris, you were not here. Imagine Dragons, do you like them?
No. Okay. But my kids love them.
Did you see that guy Chris Richards just killed them?
Yeah. He did. Oh, he Chris, just... I like Chris. I mean, I worked with him at the Post, and I like music. We used to talk a lot. He's not going to be a fan of Imagine Dragons. But my kids love them, and for a big venue like that, I thought it was fine. I was more interested by what Lil Wayne was wearing.
But yeah. That was interesting. But his slam essentially was that they're popular and ubiquitous.
Straightforward rock music.
I mean,
Mike O'Brien of Boston, formerly Revere. I hear you can't shovel in fear of being in on the memoriam part of the ESPYs, so I'd be more than happy to shovel your driveway for you. I just need a round-trip first-class ticket from Boston to Washington. You'll also have to cover the bar tab between me and Wayne Rooney at the Washington Airport. Ooh. I will then need transportation to your place to shovel and a truck to load the snow into so I can bring it to Chatter and make some snowmen in the bathroom hallway as a mural. I figured you could see the deal of killing two birds with one stone. Also, you will notice I'm not charging you for the shoveling of the mural, just transportation. I'll take your answer off air. Yeah, we want to get that mural painted. I forgot to mention that today. From Dan Walsman in Damascus, Maryland. When is Bootsy going to start making picks? He can't do worse than Carvel of the Monkey, and he'd definitely be more interesting than Jeff Ma. Again, from Cheeve in Somerville, Massachusetts. Do you think 40 feet is enough space to illustrate all the opulent travels of Luke Russert? Yeah, we could have the Luke Russert timeline. It'd be so great. You know who else, by the way? Tori going to Vietnam?
Yes.
Chan and Moni in Vietnam now. Going
really?
To Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
Like
cool.
Vietnam. Think it's like rising up into something sparkling and wonderful. Wondering about Cambodia on their way to Japan. Cool. I guess everybody's taking this trip.
He's just
You're
working
next,
on
Tom.
His memoir.
I guess everybody is taking this trip.
You were just remarking that you might jump a plane to Vietnam
Don't
sometime
think so.
Soon.
Mike from Burke, Virginia. Please add to the list of stuff you need to stop saying over. Number 174. Just because X sat next to Y doesn't mean he can do what Y did. That would go just after number 173. If you don't think Name a Sport is a television show. Thank you. Sincerely, Mike from Burke, Virginia. From Elliot Olshansky in Comac. On Monday afternoon, as I drove home from work in the waning hours of my 37th birthday, I remember how important it is to you that people call you on their birthdays. At a red light, I looked up the number and called your full-service, for-profit establishment. You had not yet arrived for the evening podcast, but I was assured by the gentleman who answered the phone that you would be told that I had called. I was not. And yet, even as you wished a happy birthday to Magda during Old Guy Radio, there was no mention of my considerate gesture. Oh, well. While I would have enjoyed the birthday shout-out, I enjoyed Wednesday night's Stony Brook Binghamton game just as much.
Wow.
You're killing me, Elliot. Best regards from Suffolk County to you and all of your intelligent and entertaining colleagues and Chris Saliza.
Wow.
P.S. Since the Wizards don't seem to need their star point guard, perhaps they should dispatch him to the border so the president can finally have his border wall. If you're out on your bike tonight, everyone, as always, do wear white.
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Thanks, everybody.
And
thank you. Today.
traveling the mind lane path less followed. Wish the highway were clear. This was all that I would ask you to see. Where blood and sound serves as a shadow of me. Crawling to and see the sea. All this time caught up in questionable wisdom and skeptical rhyme, going about all that's been escaping me. Chalk it up to what you will, this twisted code of standards fails me still, as I thought ways can't mend. I find myself whole when I see you.